By the time she arrived at the hangar where the Prosperity was parked, Gorvitch was already waiting for her.
Okay, Sunshine, we're here. So what's the deal? Why'd you ditch the others?
She hesitated, choosing her words carefully. She wanted to tell Gorvitch as little about what had happened as possible. If he knew Theron had offered her 10,000 credits, he'd want a cut.
Didn't ditch them. Told us to go. Need us to deliver a message.
I don't follow,
Gorvitch said, scratching his head.
You going back to pick them up later?
Not part of the plan.
So how are they going to get off Reaver Station?
Tepheth shrugged.
Never told us. Just said take shuttle, go deliver message.
Gorvitch shook his head.
I knew they were up to something funny. This won't come back later and bite me when I'm not looking, will it?
You'll be fine,
the Twi'lek assured him. Gorvitch crossed his arms and stared at Tepheth, his eyes staying above the neck for a change.
I know you're keeping something from me, Sunshine, but I'll let it slide since you set this whole deal up.
Still owe us our cut,
she reminded him.
Don't worry. I got the credits stashed away somewhere safe.
Gorvitch laughed, a mean, spiteful sound.
Guess we aren't gonna get those bonus credits your friend promised, though.
Might still make it off Reaver Station,
Tepheth said, a little more defensively than she intended.
I'm just gonna assume he's not coming back,
Gorvitch said.
Good thing we took this shuttle for collateral. Already got a couple of buyers lined up.
Seeing Tepheth scowl, he added,
Hey, I didn't think any of you was gonna make it back.
Why, you sent us with them? Want to keep all the credits for yourself?
Water under the bridge, Sunshine,
he said with an indifferent shrug.
Now that you're back, I'm happy to share.
Cancel shuttle,
she told him, already tiring of the conversation.
Needed to deliver a message.
Whoa, hold on a second. What are you talking about? You think I'm just gonna let you take off in my collateral?
Gorbachev's eyes narrowed.
How do I know you and your friends aren't trying to pull a fast one? You say they're still on Reaver Station, but for all I know, you dropped them off at some luxury resort. Then they send you back here to get the Prosperity so you can all meet up later and get out of paying me the rest of the credits I was promised.
Idiot,
Tepheth said with a shake of her head, turning away from him and heading toward the shuttle.
One more step and I ventilate your pretty little skull, Sunshine.
She turned around slowly to see Gorvitch had drawn his blaster and was pointing it right at her.
Saved your life on Nash Adar,
she hissed.
That's why I didn't shoot you in the back,
he admitted.
But I don't like being played, so stop holding out and tell me what's really going on.
Tepheth bit her lip, trying to find a way to talk herself out of this without having to cut Gorvitch in on her side deal. In the end, she couldn't do it.
Theron offered 10,000 credits to deliver a message to Coruscant. Got to take fancy shuttle to get there in time.
10,000 credits, huh?
Gorvitch lowered his blaster, though he didn't put it away.
Cut you in for three,
Tepheth said.
Hold on a second, Sunshine,
he said, holding up his free hand.
You really believe you're gonna get 10,000 credits just to deliver a message to Coruscant? You're dreaming.
Deal's good,
she insisted, not wanting to get into the details.
You don't think Coruscant Customs has access to the Prosperity's records? They'll toss you in jail for theft the second you touch down.